Okay, so we're doing it.
Yeah.
We're back.
Oh, are you recording?
I am recording.
I always miss that part.
That's okay. It's endearing. So we're back.
We're back.
Officially.
Yeah.
After a long hiatus. Mm-hmm. Does that count as a hiatus if it's that long?
An entire season.
An entire season. What a season.
But you know, it was a snoozer, so.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. So do you want to tell everyone real quick why we missed last season? Or I guess, quote unquote, why we missed last season?
Yeah, we had a baby.
We had a baby.
Yeah.
She's asleep in the other room.
Hopefully for a while. Fingers crossed.
So, and speaking of which, we're going to try to record a podcast while she sleeps. And when she wakes up, we'll stop. Or hopefully mm-hmm. we'll stop before she wakes up.
Yeah.
So the goal of this is to preview 2022.
Yep.
And as much as I'd love to talk to you about every crazy thing that's happened in 2021, we just can't. We don't have enough time. We missed that boat.
Yeah, but you know,
it would be fun to go back in time and pod with you in 2021, but we didn't.
I know, we had a lot of conversations. We were like,
that's a good conversation.
Yeah.
So
alas,
real quick, excuse me, plan for the pod. We're going to intro the new regulations, because that's a big deal. And I promise I won't get too technical. I'm going to go real quick. Okay, but it is a big deal. So we'll intro the new regulations, and then I thought we'd just go team by team mm-hmm. and talk about, like, who do you fancy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, who do you think is going to win?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going for either of the drivers? Mm-hmm. And just kind of your thoughts. Mm-hmm. I'll give mm-hmm. you kind of a shakedown on the testing. Mm-hmm. Results of testing mm-hmm. and we can like make some predictions and just kind of chat about the teams. Keep
Sounds
it nice
good.
Casual, try to move quickly. 5 minutes per team.
Pointedly. I may have said a few things about
trying to move quickly. Yeah. Okay. So it is important though that you we all as a Formula One community understand that the regulations changed. I guess everyone does understand
that.
There's
a lot of newbies in the community,
yeah,
so
there are for thanks to Drive to Survive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's a Formula One fan these days.
Which, it would be a crazy time to come into Formula One as a new fan because the rules just changed.
Mm-hmm.
The rules don't often change so drastically, where the cars look totally different. There's a whole new rule book, basically. And so, all the way
like
back.
Like, even the running of the Grand Prix is different?
No. They didn't change the, like, they did change a few rules with regard to, like,
it's about the cars. The
cars
are different.
It's about the technical regulations.
Yes.
So there's financial regulations, sporting regulations, mm-hmm. and technical regulations.
Sorry
and
about that.
Some financial regulations changed. Like, they have a...
Yeah.
They have
it's a cap.
Yeah, there's a cap now, so that's a big deal. Mm-hmm. 145 mil.
Oh.
That's a big deal.
Pocket change.
Yep, chump change. Some sporting regulations changed, like you can't speak directly to the race director during the race anymore, so there won't
I
be
wonder
any
why
of that.
They changed
yeah,
that.
Exactly. And then they changed some of the rules about the safety car procedures because of what happened in Abu Dhabi.
Right.
Tighten that up a little bit. So they tightened up some of those rules.
So they don't ruin a championship.
And then they changed a lot of technical regulations to make the racing closer so that they can race to make overtaking easier.
Mm-hmm.
Because, to put it simply, the cars were so aerodynamically sophisticated in the past that it was really hard to follow each other.
Right.
They couldn't overtake each other. They could go really, really fast. Zoom, zoom, zoom.
Mm-hmm.
But they couldn't go zoom, zoom, zoom in a line closely. They would have
problematic
to...
Problematic
for...
racing.
Racing,
yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
There were other ways to overtake, like in the pit stops with strategy, tire strategy, etc. But it was very difficult to overtake by just driving up behind a person and driving around them aerodynamically.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, lay people want to see that. They want to see the overtakes on the track. Right. And I do too.
I know, I was going to say.
Everybody did, not just lay people. Everybody wants to see the action on the track. They don't want to see, like, oh, what a great undertake, undercut or overcut.
Right. Like, well, we know who wins now that qualifying is over.
So they basically changed the whole regulations of the car to make them, theoretically, easier to follow one another.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have new cars, totally new aerodynamic cars in this year. That's
I think if you're just a newbie, they don't, I mean, they still look pretty Formula One car-y.
Yeah, they do. But if I put them side by side, and I do have pictures of all the cars because I want you to give me your thoughts about, like, mm-hmm. oh, what do they look like? Mm-hmm. You know, like, mm-hmm. they look way different.
Pretty different. Okay. Yeah,
way different. Okay, so new regulations, big deal. And that means the whole new car. You know, like, the drivers have to get used to driving a whole new car, this whole new style of driving. Yeah. The car feels different to drive.
Teams could theoretically be much better or worse.
That's exactly right. So it's a huge shakeup. Mm-hmm. Huge shakeup. We'll talk about that as we get into testing. So when they announced the regulations, there was a lot of talk of how they would be interpreted. You know, mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. that's kind of the cool thing about Formula One as opposed to, like, IndyCar or NASCAR, where the cars are built for the teams. The teams get to interpret the rules.
I'm just and realizing. And build their own cars. This is, it's exactly like Odyssey of the Mind.
Why? What's that?
It's a really nerdy thing.
Oh, yeah, you that know, you do in school.
That you did, yeah, as a kid. I did as a kid. No surprise there.
You have,
there.
Like, a project?
Yeah, so you get a problem, and it's, like, and then every team interprets it differently and, like, creates a solution. But usually yeah. it's, like, a skit or, like, a balsa wood structure or, like, something. Mm-hmm. And you get, like, the specs, basically, or, like, the problem, quote, unquote.
Yeah, it's cool.
And then everyone has, like, a different solution. It's yeah. very nerdy, but it yeah. was fun.
Well, Formula One is super nerdy, then. That's, yeah. that's why it's cool. That it's one of the reasons I think Formula One is so cool. People are like, you know, if they were to ask me, which no one has, I wish they would. Why do you like Formula One so much? You
know, just I'm just dying.
I'm
someone.
Just waiting for someone to ask me that. And, oh my God. How much time do you have? I would say something along the lines of, like, yeah, because it's like this mechanical engineering competition with, like, race cars as the product, you know,
uh-huh.
something along
That's
those lines.
That's not what I would answer, but
I haven't thought up my, I'm workshopping it.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway. So, what else? So, yeah, so as they're interpreting the problem, the mm-hmm. Odyssey of the Mind problem, they came up with wildly different solutions to the problem. So mm-hmm. the cars look different. You know, the Ferrari yeah, looks yeah. way different than the Mercedes, and the McLaren looks different than the Red Bull. And so we'll see. Like, well, somebody mm-hmm. got it right. Somebody got it wrong. Mm-hmm, and right. it's kind of interesting to, so far throughout testing, to be like,
Yeah. And what's funny about Odyssey of the Mind is that I wasn't very good. Like, my oh, team okay. was always, it was like the Haas of, like, oh, the Odyssey yeah. of the Mind world. Which,
hey,
so.
Wait till we get to Haas. That's some exciting news about Haas. Speaking of which, okay, so like, you mm-hmm. want to talk about the teams? So I put Mercedes first to talk about, there's their car.
There's the car.
That's they've updated it since then.
Oh, yeah, of course so. They have.
But that's kind of the story of their testing so far. So I put them first, but they have not yet been the most reliable or fastest team in testing over the two yeah. weekends of testing. Mm-hmm. So
not clearly dominant.
Not clearly dominant yet, but
yeah.
the story is, and someone actually tweeted this out, like 2016, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, and every year there's been some headline that's like Mercedes on the back foot in testing
yeah,
or something.
Struggling, yeah.
And then they show up to the first race and are like 2.5 seconds faster than yeah. everyone. So mm-hmm. we don't know yet.
Mm-hmm.
But according to everyone on the ground, this like looks different.
Yeah.
The car like looks like they're struggling with the car.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't look like they're just like going slower on purpose. Right. So that's been the story of Mercedes testing so far.
It's still kind of, sorry.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Is that the livery? Is that the livery?
Yeah, it's darkish in this color, but it's very much silver.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it looks like half black, half
No,
color.
It's not
okay.
meant to be like that. That's just kind of like a gradient.
Okay, good.
Yeah. They made a wave by showing up to Bahrain, which was the second test, with very, very slim side pods. The side pods are the thing on the side of the car behind the little air intake on the side of the car.
Yeah, the pods on the side.
The pod on the side. Mm-hmm. I know exactly. They're very, the name is apropos.
Thanks for right. leading us through that.
Thank you. Yeah. You're welcome. Remember Martin Brundle said that the Mercedes looked like a bar of melted chocolate.
Yeah, it's funny when you told me that I hadn't seen the car yet, I was like, what does that even mean?
And then
I was like, oh my gosh, that's exactly what it looks like.
Yeah, it's like someone put a car engine and then melted chocolate on top of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, it really does. I'll never not yeah. think of that, I think, when I see
great.
The car.
Yeah. So it's like the car is just wide enough as they can possibly get away with, you know, and nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
And
you'd think that would be a good design.
I know, right? It's like a bullet or something. But the problem with that is cooling becomes very difficult because mm-hmm. you got to get air in there to cool the car.
Mm-hmm.
So especially at hot races, it's like, how do you cool the car?
I see.
Yeah. So it becomes difficult to cool the car.
Ice cubes.
Yeah. To just give Hamilton one of those little fans.
Yeah. Little spray fan.
Yeah.
We use in the south.
Brad Hamilton, we need you to do this on. That's Bono. That's my Bono impression.
Mm-hmm.
On the straights, Hamilton, squirt yourself with a fan. And squirt yourself with a fan now, Hamilton. Okay. Oh, he's changing his name, Lewis.
Oh, yeah.
Le Bastelet or something.
Yeah, it's fancy sounding. It's his mom's last name.
His mom's last name.
He's going to hyphenate?
His dad's last name.
Yeah, his mom. Yeah, right.
Stolen joke, sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay. like he's going to hyphenate it?
Lewis
Labastier Hamilton.
Labastier, Labastelet, or
he wants to be like Latino.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's what they do.
I know, yeah. They got
it's like
multiple names.
Yeah, well, they have, yeah, their
family names.
Father's name and their mother's mm-hmm. father's name.
So speaking of Lewis Hamilton, his new teammate at this at Mercedes is George Russell. Are you excited about that?
Yes, I am excited
about
that.
Gorgeous George.
Oh, right. Yeah, you keep saying, calling him that.
Yeah, that's his name. That's his nickname.
He's a weirdo, but...
Yeah, he's weird. He's starting to rub me in all kinds of wrong, weird ways.
Yeah. But I am excited. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm excited. Yeah, all the young... It's like that all that generation of drivers, the young drivers, I'm excited about their...
And George is supposedly the best out of all of them.
Right, they would
all
say that. Toto said.
Yeah, and that's what like Lando says. That's what they all say. They're all like, oh yeah, George was always the one that we all looked up to.
Yeah.
And he's supposedly the most talented one out of all of them. So
It'll be interesting to see how him and Lewis react.
Two British drivers. That's kind of cool.
That's fun.
It's fun.
But for Mercedes.
If you're a British person. Could be excited about that. Mercedes are a team that say that they don't have a number one driver until one of the drivers clearly has a points advantage. That's always how they've gone about it.
Yeah, man.
So
that would be,
there could be tension. Like there could clearly be tension in the team. Like
Lewis
early
is not
on.
A number two driver.
I know, but that's what Mercedes like out and out policy. That's what they say their policy is, even for Bottas when he was there. That's why they could get away with switching him. Hey, if you're not in the points, if you're not in the championship, then we'll switch you on the road. That's our deal.
I guess there have been times where Bottas was in the running
like
and
way
they
early
respected
in the season.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. Very interesting. We'll have to see.
Yeah. I did. I came up with like a few scenarios where what would happen to their fates. It's like Mercedes does well and they get along. Because Mercedes is doing well, or Mercedes is doing well and they don't get along because mm-hmm. Mercedes is doing well.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be like Mercedes doesn't do well and they like become friendly and chummy and like unite mm-hmm. as the British drivers who like brought Mercedes back from,
mm-hmm.
you know, the
whatever slight adversity.
Yeah,
they
the
might.
Tiny bit of adversity. Oh, well, no, we almost finished third. Instead, we finished first. Or they could not do well and the team could like fall apart because of it.
Wow, drama. Yeah,
drama.
Pretty much. Or one could do really well and one could struggle a lot.
Yeah. Or Lewis drivers. Could just totally dominate. Like he probably will.
Yeah.
Bottas, speaking of which, Bottas said Hamilton is impossible to beat.
He says his former teammate.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Well, and yeah, I mean...
He's very difficult
to beat.
Yeah. Two people have done it. So anyway, George Russell's weird, but really fast. Fast driver.
Yeah.
Anything else about Mercedes? Should we move on?
Sure.
Okay. So the next is Ferrari.
Yeah.
Scuderia. Ferrari.
Mm-hmm.
Notice how their side pods are much bigger.
Very
bulkier,
big.
Bulkier.
Mm-hmm.
And they have, like, you can't see it in this photo, but they, like, dip in at the top.
Yeah, they're like little bowls.
They're like little bowls. Yeah, they look like waves. They look dumb.
Oh, I was going to say I think it makes the car look more, like, car-y.
Yeah, a lot of people really like it, but for me,
the
it just looks wrong.
Weird.
It just looks weird.
You can...
It just looks off. Looks like it shouldn't be. But And especially you'll like this because you're a Tifosi.
A little bit.
A little bit.
Always been.
Yep. They were the strongest in testing. I know it's just testing and you can only, you know, blah, 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 you can't take anything from testing and all that. But they did the most laps and were fastest in Barcelona and Bahrain separately.
So, yeah, that is encouraging, but I just don't want to get my hopes up.
And they were just like consistently, they just didn't have any issues. You know, like they went through all their programs. They like hit all their marks, checked all their boxes, and were like, good testing, guys. Because
they've been focusing on this car for a while now. Aren't they one of the teams where they were like, yeah, we're just going to start working on our other car?
Maybe you're right about that. That sounds kind of right.
Right.
Yeah.
Because their last year's car was just like garbage.
Yeah. Or it wasn't.
For the most part. I mean,
yeah,
it wasn't.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they got like fourth, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fourth. Okay.
Barely beat McLaren towards the end of the season. Speaking of drivers earning points, that they have a great driver lineup. Very interesting, intriguing driver lineup. Ferrari does. Charles Leclerc.
Yeah.
And Carlos Sainz.
Sainz. Mm-hmm.
Carlos.
Yeah, they both seem like nice guys.
Yeah, they do. If you could like hang out with a driver lineup, this is high on the list of driver lineups you'd want to hang out with.
Yeah, they'd probably be chill. I might be.
Yeah,
like,
they would just be chill. They'd just be normal.
Yeah, they'd be very normal.
It would be relaxing. It'd be easy to like just sit down and be like, what's up, guys? How's it going? You know?
Yeah.
Like, I would feel no pressure.
I'd be like, so you guys got a yacht or something?
Yeah. Like, why don't we go see your yacht?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I like Charles a lot.
Shy.
I know. Especially with my cough, it's hard to. And I hope he does well.
Yeah. Okay. So you are clearly team Shy.
Yeah. Chuck.
Chucky Leclerc. Mm-hmm. I'm more and more team Sainz.
I know.
It's hard because I was hardcore team Charles for a long
really
time.
Good.
Yeah, and he's just like he's ingratiated himself to me. He's just a likable dude for
this
weird way.
You know,
way.
I know we were just talking about how normal they seem, but he actually seems kind of weird too.
Yeah, but he's not overly weird. He's
not,
just kind of like.
He doesn't know it.
Yeah, I don't know. There's something really likable about him. He's just likable.
Yeah,
he's got a good sense of humor, down to earth. Seems like he gets along with like everybody. Seems like the kind of guy that would get along with anybody.
Yeah, they both seem just like no drama.
Yeah, yeah. And he's surprisingly fast as a driver.
Yeah, because like, when Ferrari got him, we were like, Sainz?
Right, and we were like,
why
oh,
not
wow,
Ricardo?
Absolutely. Yeah,
but
exactly.
Now
it's
like,
is he better than Leclerc?
Yeah, and Ricardo's like,
making my awkward face.
I know.
We can talk about that next, actually, I think, maybe. But anyway, so I'm I don't know. This is a really tough one for me to call.
Excited.
I know, super exciting for Ferrari. And if Ferrari is actually really good, big if, Ferrari hype train style here, either one of these guys could be a sneaky world champion.
That'd be super cool.
That'd be really cool. They both have the... You know,
chutzpah. What was that? Okay.
They have the ability.
Yes.
They have the ability
to
do
it.
Yeah. Either one of them. Okay. So, close season between them last year. Carlos actually barely beat Charles. Scored more
points
than him.
Was there, like, shenanigans?
Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Okay.
We had a baby, so our sleep deficit is...
I don't remember anything these days. Okay. Next is Red Bull.
Oh, yes.
You can see their side pods.
Their car looks weird in that picture.
Yeah, it's hard to see because they have dark blue, but their side pods like have kind of like a shelf. Like it doesn't go all the way down the side of the car. It goes like halfway down the side of the car, and then kind of there's like an undercut.
Okay.
So another interpretation.
Yeah, fun.
So like all the top three cars have three totally different interpretations of the rules.
That's cool.
So yeah, it is cool. They weren't fastest in testing, and if it's not Ferrari, it's Red Bull.
Yeah.
And so everybody's like, Ferrari might actually be the fastest, but the other team that is there to beat is Red Bull.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've done a ton of laps, or easily the fastest, just look really solid. Their car looks physically better. You know, people, you know, those Formula One journalists who can stand on the track and, like, describe what they're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they say the Red Bull looks good. So.
Yeah.
Between this pairing, I guess the question is pretty obvious who you're going for. Max or Checo?
Well, I mean, Max is just better. Max just stands out as Checo. Yeah, I like him a lot. Yeah, we're not going against Checo. All the best, right? Yeah, but well, I guess like we were saying earlier before the pod, like just with all that happened at Abu Dhabi last year, and the championship and how it ended up being decided, like I would feel really bad if like Red Bull didn't have a competitive car this year and like he didn't have another chance at a championship.
Yeah.
And it's not like, oh, boohoo, I feel bad for Max. He won, you know, but
it was just so unsatisfying.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And like, if that was like it, and I know he's like, all I care about is just winning once and I'm a robot and it doesn't matter, but it's like, no, you don't. Like, you want to win like on your terms and not with like a big asterisk. Like, oh, actually, this was shenanigans.
That does raise an interesting question. I haven't thought about it from this perspective, but it's like, would you rather Max go and win this year so that he has like a legit championship under his belt? Or would you rather Lewis get his eighth because you know time is like running out?
Right. I kind of, I like both.
I know. Options. It's just exactly like last year where you're like, whoever wins. Because last year
was
like,
it didn't even, it was such a wash. Like all that, like, oh gosh, like build up.
It just could have been.
Win? And then it was like,
I know. If it just could have been a legit ending. Yeah.
I know.
Well, that's too bad. So, of course, yeah. I mean, Max stands out as his own little entity in Formula One. Comparing him to his teammate at this point is like almost a non thing, you know? So much love for Checo, though, but it's not really like, who are you going to go for, Max or Checo? Max is like his own. Yeah.
His own. It's Max.
He has his own gravity in Formula One, his own following. His own.
Well, even this team. I mean, this team is like
built around him. Exactly.
Yeah. Team Max.
Yeah. He has his own race, for Christ's sakes, basically.
Yeah.
At this point.
I mean, maybe I can see why Ricardo left Red Bull.
Yeah. No kidding. Okay. Anyway, so Red Bull should be, again, really good this year.
That's good. I'm glad.
The question for them, I guess, is did they, because they spent a ton of resources on their 2021 car. So they were kind of the opposite of Ferrari, where, like, if they don't start out hot, but we'll see.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't they usually not, like, start poorly and end well, or the opposite?
They usually start out poorly and then have to develop throughout the course of the year. But last year they didn't, which is why they were able to actually compete with Mercedes. Actually started hot and were winning races from the very end, getting pole positions from the very beginning of the year.
Yeah, cool.
And so, but then they also had to keep developing throughout the year and then put off their 2022 plans till late in the season. Mm-hmm. Whereas a team like Ferrari could afford to do that sooner in the season.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so, anything else interesting about Red Bull? I can't think. Red Bull Racing. Oh, they got a new, Max signed a 5-year, $50 million a year contract.
Wow.
So he's like their driver till 2026 now, officially.
Wow.
And
whatever happened with, he makes, sorry.
I was just going to say he makes like, as much as Lewis or more now per year.
I
bet.
I mean, he brings in so much attention, whatever. Mm-hmm. What was I going to say? Oh, whatever did they ever sort out their engine, like Honda?
Oh, yeah. That is another interesting thing about Red Bull. They have their own engine, like, department now, Red Bull Powertrain Division. But they're made by Honda in Japan.
Right.
By Honda employees.
Right, right. I remember with that. Honda they were specifications, like, well, we'll just, like, but we'll keep just, like, call them.
Yeah.
Right,
the reason they did that was because the engine technology on March 1st of this year got frozen.
Oh, yeah.
Until 2025 to encourage new teams to enter the sport, like Porsche specifically and the Volkswagen Group, because they could keep costs down. So anyway, long story short, they're like, hey, if the engines are going to freeze, you technically only have to make new engines for us. You don't have to develop new engines for us.
Right, right, right.
You know, so that was kind of their, like...
So they are still separate.
So they're getting Honda engines, but not calling them Honda engines. They're calling them Red Bull engines.
Sweet.
Yeah. But it is kind of a big deal because it makes Red Bull like its own self-contained manufacturer of Formula One cars. They don't rely on any other team like Renault like they used to. Or...
Right.
Okay. So that's Red Bull. Moving on to McLaren.
Look at that color.
I know. It's kind of ugly.
Oh, I like it.
It's like Day-Glo.
I like it. It's different.
Yeah, it's different. And now they just got a new sponsorship. They just announced they're sponsored by Google. Like today.
Whoa.
And so now imagine that, but with like Google colors on it.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah, Google colors, like the primary like green,
the,
yellow,
the color
blue.
Of McLaren's going to change?
No, no, no. Just like Google stickers.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay.
Stuff.
Like the Google logo. Okay. I was like, what? Yeah. Yeah, whatever. I mean, that's tacky. Well, good. All the advertisements look tacky. On the cars.
Oh, I don't know. Some of them look pretty good. Some of like the cars themselves look pretty good. I think the AlphaTauri this year looks actually pretty clean.
Okay.
Yeah, but anyway, that's beside the point. McLaren had a good first test. Strong, actually, in the first test. They finished like first and second on one day, where like Lando drove the car first and finished first, fastest. And then Danny got in the car in the afternoon and was second fastest.
Okay.
So everyone was like, oh, look at McLaren. Of course. And then they went to Bahrain and had a bunch of trouble with their car.
Yeah.
Where they, like, the brakes were too hot or something, and they couldn't figure out how to cool their brakes, so they couldn't do any laps, basically. They only did, like, 30 laps or whatever.
So ideal.
Yep. And Danny got COVID.
Yeah, I got the COVID.
Yeah. And so he had to sit out, which is
not a
also
great start
sub-ideal.
Of the season for a man who would probably prefer to have a good start.
Yep,
of the season.
I was just gonna say, so which is a good segue into talking about the dynamic of this team, which is maybe not the best driver lineup, but maybe the most interesting driver lineup. Mm-hmm. Question mark.
Like how they interact with each other.
Just because Lando is by himself very interesting.
Yeah.
You know,
he's really
a great
good.
Driver. He's very young. He's super talented. We've watched him like grow up and mature before.
I know, we
our
really
eyes.
Have. He really has.
He's gone from being like the kind of young whippersnapper
like
into like the
and
yeah,
like,
literally like acne.
Yeah, like meme lord.
Yeah, meme lord making memes on the internet. Now he's like very serious and he's like, guys, I'm a race driver.
Yeah, you know? He is. You're like, okay, yeah. Lando, I knew you when you were this tall.
Right, exactly. Yeah, seriously. And then Danny's very interesting by himself on his own, you know.
Yeah.
He goes without saying, Danny Ricciardo's always been one of the most interesting characters in Formula One for years because of all of the reasons that he's very interesting. And so you put them together and you're like, wow, this is a dynamic duo, of course. And they're both very fast. They're both very good at their jobs.
Yeah.
Except that Daniel hasn't been.
I know, he's been struggling.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this year, not an inauspicious start for Daniel to miss all of testing.
I mean, maybe the car's not very good, too.
Ugh, that would be sad. I like McLaren.
I know.
I want McLaren to do well.
I like
McLaren,
Zach Brown. Too. I know.
Yeah.
Americans.
Yeah, he's just like a jolly
guy. Where is he from? He sounds Southern.
Yeah, I don't know. Good question.
Probably from North Carolina.
Yeah,
like the
that's
car.
Not a
isn't
bad.
It like a car place?
Yeah, it is a car place.
A NASCAR land.
Yeah, NASCAR land.
I went to a NASCAR themed shopping mall in North Carolina. Once.
That sounds like a dream come true.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, good driver lineup to like pay attention to, if not like to hope does well. And I do hope Danny does really well. So who are you like pulling for, Lando or Dare? Do you, if you had to pick? Because I really want Lando to win a race.
Yeah, Lando deserves to win a race. That's overdue.
Yeah.
And I just want Danny to be like competitive and like in the thick of it and like right there with Lando.
Yeah. Not just like struggling where everyone is.
Like when he's like
worried
down
about
in
what
like
he's 14th, doing. I know.
And then they're like P14, and he's like, okay.
Sorry,
and you're
sorry
like,
guys.
Oh, I'm gonna cry.
I know. Okay, so that's that for McLaren. Next is Aston Martin. They've got big old honking side pods.
Oh yeah, those look like
they're
chonky.
Like the biggest on the they're chonkers. Yeah. Nothing. I don't really have anything too interesting to say about Aston Martin. They had kind of a meh test.
Yeah,
I literally even
like
wrote
who?
Meh test. But the only, if you were gonna make that interesting, if you had to make that interesting, you would say something like, "This was a team that used to punch above their weight, you know, as the saying goes, and outperform their potential." And then Stroll buys them and does the one thing that every team like that wants and gives them a bunch of money.
Yeah, a huge infusion of cash.
Exactly. And so then you expect them to be like, well, we can just go be world beaters now because we're clearly really good at our jobs. All we're missing is the financing, the technology, the the infrastructure, the this, the that, the money, the cash. But Stroll is so bad at his job that he's like, financing them to out the wazoo, but like holding them back because he's such a jerk.
Well,
because
he's trying to manage it too.
Yeah, he's like micromanaging the staffing. That's what I mean.
And it's like, you're like, what, like a clothing?
Yeah, clothier.
Yeah, like, what are you doing?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. So it's kind of like, I have a little bit of schadenfreude watching Aston Martin.
Yeah.
But because I'm like, they should. I know, and I feel bad for all the people on the team who've been on the team for so long, and they're like, man, this guy comes in and like destroys this thing that we work so hard to build. Because they used to be like Jordan.
Right.
Eddie Jordan's team, and then they became like, what's it called? Force India. That was like, everybody loved Force India. Anyway, so.
Well, maybe the snacks are better in the break room now.
They better be, at least.
Yeah, some espresso machines.
Yeah. This is a big time aside, but one thing I don't like about the new cars, and you can see it here in the Aston Martin, is notice how high off the ground the front wing is.
Yeah, it looks like a bulldozer.
Yeah, because they got to get the air under the car.
So that it can porpoise.
Oh, we'll talk about the porpoising. We haven't talked about porpoising yet.
I know. Well, now we are. We can talk about it right
now. Okay, yeah. So it's porpoising. Organic. Yep. All of the teams have been suffering from this issue, which is a result of the new aerodynamic setup of the car called porpoising during testing. You know how a porpoise goes bloop, bloop, bloop in and out of the water?
Mm-hmm. That's the image. I used to be able to make a really good dolphin noise, but...
Nice. That's the image you should conjure in your head, a porpoise jumping in and out of the water. So,
is that how they call what they call dolphins in the UK or something?
I guess so. So, or just swimming up and down and up and down and up and down, making that porpoise motion. So, basically the idea is that the ground effect works by sucking the car down to the ground. As it goes faster and faster, it works more and more and sucks the car closer and closer to the ground. But as it gets too close to the ground, it stops working. And then so the car shoots back up. Mm-hmm. And then it starts working again and sucks the car back down. And then it stops working because it gets too close to the ground. And then the car shoots back up. And then it starts working again. And so this happens, like, rapidly.
Rapidly. They look like they're headbanging.
Yeah, they just look like they're bouncing up. And it is a joke. It is so funny. It's like the most sophisticated racing in the world. And Formula sorry, we haven't quite got that part sorted yet, right. But we are working on it.
And they have this like big old helmets on, so they're just like,
I know, it's like of all the things you think they would have figured out about their car, it's like, oh, sorry, it's going to shake violently when you drive it in a straight line.
Yeah.
It is kind of comic.
Yeah, it is.
So anyway, that's porpoising.
Jeez. Sorry.
And all the teams have dealt with it to one degree or another, and... are trying to get it fixed before the race. And some might not.
Vettel has COVID.
And Vettel has COVID.
And so Hulky's back in the seat.
Yep, so Hulkenberg's going to drive.
Hulky. He had a baby, too. I believe she's around Maddie's age.
Cute. Maybe they can friends. Yeah. They can speak German together.
Yeah.
Jawohl. So there you go. So that's the interesting thing about... as Aston Martin continues to not live up to their expectations, I kind of... I'm kind of like good, but also like, oh,
which is Vettel's just like retired. He's like chilling.
Yeah, will Vettel stay another year? It depends on, you know, if they can give him a good car or not and all that. Mm-hmm. Okay, moving on.
Yep.
So next is AlphaTauri. See, their car looks good.
This is the car you thought looked good?
I think it's grown on me a lot because last year their car looked very similar to this and I thought it did not look good.
The name on the side looks nice.
Yeah.
It's kind of zippy out.
But even like the physical shape of the car, I think looks good.
Oh, yeah. I can't really see it very well. Excuse me.
So my breakdown for this, my predictions for this are just Tsunoda probably still won't be as good as Gasly.
Yeah. I mean, why is he even here?
Yeah, I don't know. I think this will probably be his last year. I think this is the last year on his contract.
Okay, that was, yeah, I was wondering.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gasly's cool.
Gasly, I'm starting to like Gasly more and more.
Yeah, yeah.
He's legit. He's good.
He's solid. He had some good races last
year. Yeah, very good. He was like routinely, he scored 110 points. That's really good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, for a midfield driver, that's a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think he was like sixth or seventh in the overall championship. Mm-hmm. It's legit in that car. If Tsunoda had to come close to matching him, they would have easily been like fourth or fifth in the overall Constructors' Championship. So they did really well. AlphaTauri deserves a lot of credit for their season last year, especially Gasly, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did really well. They'll be interesting to watch this year, Gasly, to see if he can keep becoming a question mark for Helmut Marko and Christian Horner.
Yeah,
whether
right.
or not There's they're going to have to point. Switch him and Perez again, I guess, or something. I don't think they would either. And then what if he does that again and then just sucks again?
I know, like, you had your chance. You
just have to just kill yourself at that point.
Oh, yeah.
Just quit. Yeah, you had your chance. They don't seem like second chance givers.
Yeah.
Not to me. Perez is doing fine. I think he signed an extension to his contract, too, but I doubt it was 5 years and $50 million.
Oh, yeah, probably not.
Okay.
Whoa, there's a lot going on here. Yeah, that looks like it looks like when you don't have your ad blocker on and like a bunch of pop-up ads are like popping interesting. Up on your website. I mean, look, it's just like, what's going on?
Well, they're sponsored by that BWT, which is famously the pink. They're the bringers of the pink.
I know. That was like Vettel's helmet, but now it's Alonso's helmet.
I know, because BWT switched from Aston Martin to Alpine.
That's confusing.
It is confusing. BWT was the reason why the Force Indias were pink.
Yeah.
And then they became the Aston Martins, and then BWT switched to Alpine, and now Alpine is pink.
That's confusing. That's going to confuse.
Yeah. But it is kind of like they were saying on For Formula One's Sake, I think it was For Formula One's Sake, they were saying that it's kind of silly because, like, Alpine is a French company.
Right.
And, like, the whole point of their colors is that they're blue.
Yeah.
But now they're pink.
Allele pink.
Right. Yeah, so the only I don't have too much interesting to say about Alpine either, except for that Fernando Alonso drives for them, and their driver lineup, I guess, is interesting. I mean, I'm not a huge Ocon fan or anything, but he's young, he's good,
fine.
He's like could be really great. Maybe I guess he's like good enough to where you have to wonder if he could be extremely good or not.
Yeah, it seemed like
he's not like Tsunoda.
Yeah, I guess one thing is it seems like Alonso's kind of behaving himself. He's being kind of nice. Or maybe not nice. You know,
he's been better.
He's not. Yeah. He's behaving himself.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not slagging off the car left and right.
Yeah. As far as we can tell. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, him and Ocon have been kind of supportive of each other.
Tell Esteban to defend like a lion.
Right. Right. Like, maybe it's just that. I just love that.
I know. You gotta love him. You gotta love Fernando Alonso. Fernando. You have to love Fernando.
I don't know. Sometimes I definitely have not loved him.
No, a lot of people really actually dread Fernando Alonso. I think he is a pariah in many, many circles.
Which, you know, sometimes you go so far there to that end that you flips around and you're like, this guy.
Yeah. Anyway, but so yeah, it's an intriguing driver lineup. Their car probably sucks. I don't know if anybody's an Alpine fan. It would seem so weird to be like
French people.
Yeah, French people. Maybe if you really like if you were a Renault fan. Yeah, French people, I guess.
Yeah,
French people, that makes sense. But the reason I said that is because they've done it again where they're just like, we'll be good in 5 years.
Yeah.
We'll be good in 2 years. We'll be good in 5 years. We'll be good in 4 years. We'll be good in 3 years. We'll be good in 5 years. And they just keep doing that.
Yeah.
And it's just like, man, at some point you just got to stop doing that. Like,
yeah. But then they have to admit to themselves, like, what are they doing?
Yeah. And they're not very well run because they're a massive car manufacturer. They either need to just pull out of the sport or like win.
Right,
and
exactly.
It's embarrassing that they don't, honestly.
Yeah, again, they have all these resources, but it's not being applied.
Right, yep. They should win. They should beat Mercedes. They're a bigger car manufacturer than Mercedes. Mercedes is tiny compared to Renault, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay, anyway, so that's enough about Alpine. Okay. Oh, sorry, excuse me.
Struggling.
I am struggling.
What is that?
It's a Williams. It looks so bad, doesn't it?
Wait, I can't. Well, it looked bad last year, too.
I know, and everyone's like, ooh, this Williams looks so cool.
I think it looks better than last year.
It does look better than last year. But last year's like was pretty good.
On and, it? Yeah. Like a jester's, like a harlequin pattern on it.
That's not a bad way to put it. It's like too dark. It's almost like cool. Purple.
Purple's cool.
But no, it's not. I don't think so. Anyway, but besides the car, they got Alex Albon back, remember?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, he's good.
Is he?
Yeah, I mean, he's better than Latifi.
I'm glad he's back in the sport.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad. Yeah,
yeah, you're right.
They have like the whole generation of kids back together again. The gang is back. The gang is back together.
I did like Albon.
Yeah.
I just forgot.
He will be better than Nicholas Latifi.
Yeah. Latifi's just there for... Just to have something to do. His dad probably just wants bring to money keep him busy. You
for
know?
Williams. He's a pay driver.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
I just mean, like, he, like his personal motivation.
Yeah.
Just, like, keep him out of trouble. Like, go, here's a seat in Formula One. Like,
right.
Go drive.
Right. Because you, God knows he'd be getting into trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy Nicky, they call him.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see
he
what
looks
else.
Like an accountant.
Yeah, that's about it for Williams. Williams, testing-wise, did pretty good.
Okay.
They're talking about how they might not be last, but I still think they'll probably be pretty bad. I think if I had to make predictions, I think Alfa Romeo will probably be last. Williams will be second to last, and then Haas.
Oh, yeah, Alfa Romeo. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Speaking of Alfa Romeo.
Hey, let's see it.
It looks not very good.
No, it doesn't look good. It's just like chopped in half.
Yeah,
like.
And they've had such good liveries for the past few years that this one unfortunately really falls flat.
Really, I don't like that.
Yeah, it's really bad. I don't like that it just says Alfa Romeo. It should have like the symbol.
Yeah.
Like the crest.
Yeah, because it has a cool.
Yeah, it has a super cool brand, like crest.
Whatever.
Thing.
Yeah. Botas.
Yeah, Botas.
And Zhou.
Guan Yu Zhou. Or Zhou Guan Yu, depending on how you know, which way around it
right,
goes.
Right. Yeah.
Who is also a pay driver, and it should be Oscar Piastri, full stop.
Yeah, right.
And so people are kind of giving him a hard time already, you know, like, oh, he shouldn't be in the sport, which is like, oh, I guess a little bit unfair to him. You know, it's not his fault he's a pay driver, but he does definitely wear that mantle.
Yeah. There shouldn't be too many pay drivers.
I know, but you've got like who, like Latifi, Stroll. Zhou. That's pretty much it. The thing is that they're all pay drivers to one extent or another. It's are you a pay driver because you are good? You can earn your sponsorship because you're a good driver, and you can earn your sponsorship because you're a rich kid's dad.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, there's no reason Latifi's in the sport except for that he
exactly.
is from a rich family.
Right, like Lando Norris is technically a paid driver. Lewis Hamilton is technically a paid driver.
Sure.
They had sponsors, but they earned their sponsors because they were good at driving cars fast.
Right, that's different.
Yeah, that's
different. Therein lies the difference.
Right. Anyway, so
Alfa Romeo. I haven't seen any promotional stuff about Zhou. I'm sorry, how do you say it? Zhou?
Guan Yu Zhou. He's
Zhou.
Chinese,
yeah,
so
yeah.
He'll be a big deal in China.
Right.
That's kind of the hope. I mean, that's why he's in the car in the first place.
Like
that's interesting.
New country being
he's a big Kobe Bryant fan, big NBA guy, big sneakerhead. That's something I learned about him.
Okay.
Cool. Does he know English? Is that what
no,
you
I was going to say,
know?
Does he know?
Does he know Kobe died?
Yeah.
Someone should tell him.
I'm sorry. I mean, it's really sad.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure he knows. His whole helmet is, like, dedicated to Kobe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's, like, purple, and he wears number 28 in the race car and everything. 24 or whatever. Mm. Yeah, he's, like, obsessed with Kobe.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that's that. But he's not very good at race car
what did
driving.
How did he finish in Formula 2?
I think he got, like, third.
I mean, that's not terrible.
But it was also, like, his third year. It was, like, his third try, and the highest he ever got was third.
That's the highest he got.
Yeah, or second or something like that.
Hmm.
And Oscar Piastri has won his championship in every first season of every year that he's...
Yeah, right.
So, anyway.
Well, he probably wouldn't want to be driving this car anyway. Well, he probably would, very much so.
Yeah, we'll actually. See. Yeah, but he would. He would.
I just mean it's not
maybe not with car. The porpoising.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Maybe he'll get a better...
Yeah, he's an Alpine seat. Reserve driver right now, so that's like
if he could get released.
Alonso retires or... Or
he's Australian, right?
He's Australian, yeah.
We listened to him a little bit.
Yep, during testing.
He was like, sure would like to drive in Formula One.
He's like, wish it could be Danny. So the next is Haas.
Haas, yeah.
And I didn't find the nice little the image that I had before, so this. I had to use this one.
Can't even see.
But it looks pretty good. They got the stupid Russian flag off of the car.
This is their new, yeah, this is their, like, de-Russified.
Yeah, we de-Russified the car, thank goodness.
Yeah, it looks good. It does look good, actually.
It looks clean. In fact, it actually looks like one of the best cars,
I know, I actually quite like
the livery. Yeah, it looks kind of reminiscent of the space shuttle.
Yeah, it does.
Which is appropriate, I think.
It even, I mean, Haas even looks like NASA. It looks like the worm logo.
So Haas had actually a very good testing. So things are looking up for Haas because... Haas had like 2 whole years where they were just like, we are intentionally going to spend $0. Like, everybody makes their own coffee.
Yeah.
No takeout. We spend $0 and all we do.
Just make a big old pot of rice and beans. Yeah. Everyone takes it.
Yeah. All we do. It's like Hunter's stew. It's just like one big pot of rice and beans in the center of the Haas factory that just keeps cooking perpetually for 2 years that everybody eats off of. And for 2 years, they eat off of their pot of Hunter's beans. And they made a pretty legit 2022 new, to prepare for the new regulations, I mean. They're
okay,
just like...
And they did okay.
They did pretty good.
Good for them.
They're like pretty fast. And the thing about testing that everyone says is like, oh, you can't tell anything from testing. You can never tell like if one car went fast because it was on low fuel or fast tires or it had the engine turned up and the other people had their engine turned down or they're sandbagging, blah, 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 blah. You can never tell. But... At the end of the day, the Haas cars went fastest and second fastest in testing one of the days for a little bit, for a time, at the end of the day. And that's not nothing. And
that's not nothing.
They had a lot of runs. They were consistent. They had reliability. And now Nikita Mazepin, we don't have to talk about him anymore,
it's like
ever
waking
again.
Waking up from like a evil, like a fever spell dream. Or something. Yeah.
I know. God.
After the rich energy one.
I know. And I do have to say this about Haas. I'm just so glad. I'm so glad here we are at the end of all of this freaking turmoil. I am a Haas freaking fan.
Whoa.
Okay. I'm getting heated over here. I love Haas. Because they're the American team, and they're the NASCAR was my original first love. My original first motorsport love was NASCAR. I wouldn't love Formula One if it wasn't for NASCAR. And Gene Haas is a NASCAR guy, and he came over to Formula One from NASCAR. And when he came over, I was already watching the sport, and I was like, oh my God, this team has to do well. They're the NASCAR team. They have to succeed. Otherwise, everyone's just going to hate NASCAR and make fun of it even more than they already do and look down on NASCAR even more than they already do. And as a NASCAR fan, we had to stick it to the snobby European Formula One crowd that looked down on us, you know? And we were like, we came over here to be like world beaters and like show the Europeans that we could do it too, you know? And so I have always had this chip on my shoulder about Haas succeeding. They've struggled, but they've also done really good. They did so well for a new team in just their second or third season to finish fourth in the Constructors' Championship. Mm-hmm. And like no one has ever done anywhere nearly that good. They basically did it. You know, they did it. They arrived on stage exactly how they planned to. And it was like, this project is working. And then they had the rich energy thing. And you're like, I'm so embarrassed and ashamed of Haas. And everyone made fun of Grosjean. And you're like, oh, it's so hard not to defend Grosjean. Even though I love Grosjean and I love K-Mag, they were so likable. Their drivers were so likable. I'm almost done with my rant. And then they had the freaking turned them into a Russian team. The American team became a Russian team.
Rough.
And I was just like, this is a nightmare. What has become to my Haas? And I'm just, the reason I started this rant is because I just had to say, I'm so glad I can sit here and even have this rant right now and just be like, here we are. That's all done with. Haas is Haas again.
Yeah.
They're the American team again. K-Mag is driving for Haas again. K-Mag is back. We're back, baby. Like, let's go get them. Let's go and finish in the points. Let's get some points finishes this year. Let's go surprise some people. Let's blow some people's socks off and be the Haas of old again. Let's do it. Let's go.
All right. You heard
That's
it.
That's my rant about Haas.
I see.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Okay. So I'm excited. And Mick Schumacher. Who doesn't want him to do well? Very likable guy.
Yeah, he seems nice.
Seems like a good chap. Schumacher's son, obviously. So you got that going for you.
Yeah, right. Speaking of pay drivers. Or...
Yeah, nepotism.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he probably wouldn't be in the sport if it wasn't for his dad.
His name, yeah.
I mean, he wouldn't be in the sport because he wouldn't have ever started driving cars, probably, for the... But that's not what I meant. I meant, like... He also struggled
on his merits,
to some extent, you know, there's a lot of talk of that, but
right. Yeah. It's like he's just gotten way more chances than like someone else would have.
Yeah. It's a little bit more clear cut with someone like Schumacher than it is someone with like Guan Yu Zhou. Like Schumacher, at least won Formula 2.
Yeah.
And won Formula 3. It just took him like several tries each and he had the best team and he had like a lot of like, here are the best engineers and all the best everything and all the best, you know, like, so there's a little bit of controversy there. It's okay.
Yeah, well, anyway,
we did it. Our baby did not wake up.
I know, not yet. Wow.
Yeah. So those are the teams. We successfully recorded a podcast without our baby waking up. That was
the
first podcast in a long time. We're going to try to do it again. After Bahrain. Yeah. Anything to say about Bahrain? Bahrain. You got anything to say about that old country of ours? That's like literally tomorrow. Free practice is tomorrow. Yeah. Tomorrow's Friday.
What day is it? Okay, yeah.
It's crazy, right?
That is crazy.
No, tomorrow's Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday. Oh, yeah.
It is very exciting. I'm just excited. I don't know about the track in particular. I just...
good for overtaking.
Is it a night race?
It's a night race, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, just super excited to see what happens this season.
Any predictions? You want to try to predict a podium?
Predict a podium for Bahrain?
Yeah.
I mean, this would just be like a complete, like... shot in the dark. I don't know. I'm just gonna say Ferrari
first.
Yeah,
whole podium though. First, second, third.
I don't know. I don't like doing this.
Oh, got put on the spot.
I know.
I'm gonna say Max wins and then the two Ferraris come second and third.
That's good. I like that.
Carlos and then Charles.
I know. I didn't want to say which Ferrari, but.
All right. Well, should we call it? My back hurts.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Talk to you guys later. Thanks for checking in.